Thousands of book lovers are about to converge on Houston for the National Black Book Festival. We'll talk with the organizer and we'll get an update on Book Expo America.
And it's time to go between the pages. Today, it's with Donna Hill, straight ahead.
Hello and welcome to From Cover to Cover, where we go between the pages with the authors you love. I'm Rashonda Tate Billingsley.
And I'm Pat Tucker. It's an accomplishment that many authors can only hope for, a long career in publishing. Well, our first guest is in her 20th year, 20 as a successful writer. That's almost longer than I've been alive.
Oh, in your dreams. You know, Donna Hill took a moment out of her busy schedule to chat with us. Tell us about your latest project.
Okay. Well, for all of the readers out there, I'm really excited about my latest book, which is called What Mother Never Told Me. It was released in last month, actually. Time is going by so fast. And for those of you who have been following my career, this is actually the sequel to a novel that I wrote 10 years ago. It's called Rhythms. So you may walk through the pages of the book and find characters that you remember. But my focus this time was not only to bring back and complete and answer some of the questions that had been asked of me at the end of Rhythms, but also to really talk about the dynamics of mothers and daughters. And that is the foundation for this novel. All of my major characters, my three women who are in this novel, have very strained relationships with their mother or no relationship whatsoever. And as they are struggling through their issues, they begin to find their way back to the woman who gave them birth. For some, the situation is better than for others. But that is a part of the foundation of the story, as well as the myriad of secrets that families keep to the detriment of others. Sometimes you think that you're doing things for somebody's benefit, and it ultimately comes out to not be beneficial for them at all, and they're the ones that struggle with those secrets later on. So those are some of the issues that I deal with in this novel, as well as there's a little romance involved for my romance readers. So I'm very, very, very pleased with it. Very pleased with it.
How is it being received? It's been out for about a month now?
Yeah, it's been out for about a month. It's been received extremely well. I mean, the feedback that I've gotten from readers has been more than positive. First, they're happy that, you know, they finally found out what happened to my characters that I created 10 years ago. And just the discussions that have gone on between, book clubs and readers about that whole mother-daughter thing. I've been visiting book clubs over the past month or so, and it's such a powerful issue. The woman who gave us birth has so much control over our lives long after, you know, we've left the home and had families of our own. It's that woman that's that central piece. And when that relationship is unstable, it affects so many aspects of our lives. And that's a lot of the discussion that's been going on at the book clubs that I've been visiting. And just talking about those things and how we can make things better, what people, you know, have done, and also sharing good relationships. And these are what good relationships are like. So it's been really great. It's been great.
And what an incredible topic to write about, because that is something that most of us can really relate to. I'm blessed in that I have a wonderful, wonderful relationship with my mother, and most of my friends do. But there are women that I know who don't have that good relationship with their moms.
Exactly. And that part of it at times was hard to actually write, because I have this, like you, an incredible relationship with my mom. So I had to go to a place inside myself. What would it be like if I didn't have this relationship? Who is the dynamic opposite of this woman, my mother, whom I adore? And what would that be like? What would it be like?